This world reeks of fear. People feel soaring levels of anxiety and desperately desire relief. I certainly know this from my studies as I near the completion of my PhD in psychology from a Christian perspective. I firmly believe that God provides ways to relieve fear, whether it's a medical condition or solely spiritual need. Today, one passage of Scripture leapt off the page for me. Listen in from Luke 1:74, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our foes, might serve him fearlessly. I'm going to read that again. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our foes, might serve him fearlessly. Now, as always, I recommend reading the entire chapter for context. And I'm not a pastor, but I really appreciate pastors like my husband who can do the whole exegesis and everything. But let's zoom in for a moment together on the three words, serve him fearlessly. Think about it. We can serve him fearlessly when empowered by him. How? By knowing him, his fear-banishing love, and unreservedly believing him whom we serve. 1 John 4:18 says clearly, there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror, for fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. Now, some may question if this verse applies to their life situation, but good news, no type of fear stops God's ability to relieve it. No fear overcomes the reality of his love. Today, exit any area of compromise. Ask the Lord to show you and deliver you from your foes, whatever they may be. Enter God's grace-filled, merciful, loving presence, relying on Christ alone. Experience his freedom from the effects of sin and darkness. Experience his love that casts out fear. In closing, savor this segment of 1 Peter 1 with me. May grace, spiritual blessing, and peace be given you in increasing abundance, that spiritual peace to be realized in and through Christ, freedom from fears, agitating passions, and moral conflicts. Praised, honored, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. By his boundless mercy, we have been born again to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, born anew into an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change and decay, imperishable, unsullied, and unfading, reserved in heaven for you who are being guarded, garrisoned by God's power through your faith, till you fully inherit that final salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in the last time. My friends, you are loved by the Creator of the universes. You are welcomed by Christ, who paid the immeasurable price on the cross for you. With all that in mind, here's my prayer tip for the week. Ask God to help you experience what it means to serve him fearlessly as you share the truth with love. Prioritize loving him and others as you experience how his perfect love casts out fear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we rely on Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. We repent from our sins. We turn to you. We believe you, Jesus, that you died on the cross, taking the punishment and all pain for us, and that you rose again, conquering sin and death and fear. We pray now, Lord, that you would fill us with your love and help us love you with other and others. We give you all prayer needs. Ask for your best for each one. Pray for protection and deliverance from evil, and ask it all in your name and for your glory, in Jesus Christ alone. Amen.